Welcome back to Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to try to coin a new nickname for themselves.
Oh, God. Okay.
I have thoughts about this.
This is just nicknames. This is not actual names. So those who have changed their names before.
Names on the podcast don't.
You are even.
We're not getting called out in this exact moment.
Yeah, that's not what this is about. This is like, I tried to be called Spunky in high school.
Oh, God.
All right.
Ooh.
Rowan McStay.
It's actually fucking Skeet Willoughby. playing Salome Briar. You can call me Skeet now, but Salome Briar is still Salome.
God. Robin Langenhop.
Hi, I'm Sassy Lassie. playing Hayden Kincaid. I've literally done this before. I have given myself so many nicknames.
No.
If you want to call me Snaps, that's an old one from like early college.
Whoa, did it stick?
Kinda.
Clearly
until
not.
Until I joined a fraternity and then I was given a nickname by them. So.
Oh, that's better. Okay.
And Max Weinberg.
Hey, this is Jericho. I'm playing Stump Steedling. And
Jericho?
Yeah, that was a name. Shout out to my mom. My mom was, I was on the list for names to name me.
Whoa.
If you had been Jericho, you would have been a very different person.
I'm just now realizing that potentially for years, if this podcast remains successful, I will just be known by a certain subset of the world as Sassy Lassie, and I kind of want to retract the name that I have given myself.
Too late. We're diving right
in. Sassy, let's go.
No.
It's
no.
Sassy Skeet and Jericho, baby.
Yeah.
Too late. We've got Sassy Skeet
motherfucker.
I'm going to burn this podcast to the ground and build up from the ashes.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five. You finally met Dr. Aletna Moribund. She revealed that she was attempting to revive her dead lover, Rockland, and was stealing souls to do it, creating the Shamblers in the process. You began a fight with her, downing her with the assistance of Maggie Briar. Before she fell, however, Moribund revived Rockland, resurrecting him as a hulking beast, no longer the man he once was. V appeared to Salome, asking for her assistance gathering the remaining souls as multiple, let's call them riverbank vultures, appear, ready to feast. Where we are now, the party is split into two separate planes of existence. Hayden and Stump, you are in the material world. There is Rockland, who is about to attack a, for lack of better words, unconscious, or her consciousness is not here, Salome. You also have Maggie. Salome, on the riverbank. You and V have your backs turned to this canister of souls. There's a good 30 to 40 of them swimming around in there. Three shapes have emerged from the tunnel that you entered. These shapes are vaguely cat-like in appearance, but it's hard to tell as their bodies seem composed of sort of gaseous form. The only thing that you can really see for sure about them are their two beady yellow eyes, each of them, and sort of this gleaming from where their mouths would be that you assume might be their extra-dimensional teeth.
Can I see what's happening on the material plane around?
You see souls.
Okay.
But you can't see physical forms. You can see Stump's soul, you can see Hayden's soul, you can see Maggie's soul, and you can see a good 30 to 40 souls comprising Rockland.
Okay.
Does Stump's look different?
No. As a matter of fact, the only way you can tell the souls apart is because Stumps is a little closer to the ground.
Oh. That's real sweet. I guess I couldn't see my own, could I? That'd be kind of cool. Or I guess I'm inhabiting my own.
You are inhabiting your own.
Cool.
So, top of the order is Hayden. You were across the dais from where Aletna fell, and consequently Salome and now Rockland. So you're about 40 feet from Rockland right now. Rockland is, you see him pulling back a massive, just Hulk-like arm to obliterate Salome.
Fun.
Okay, I have one very important question before I make my next choice.
Sure.
Do I have any idea what would happen to Salome in the spirit world if she were moved in the material world?
You don't really know for sure. You've never tried moving Salome while this has been happening.
Okay. Well, it might become necessary at one point, but for now, I want to try and make Rockland as angry with me as possible.
Okay.
Salome is at 7 HP, just so everybody is aware.
Yeah.
So true. If he gets 3 hits in, it'll kill her.
So first things first, I'm going to send that Hunter's Mark right on over to Rockland.
Excellent.
And then I'm going to hurt him a whole bunch and hope he's mad at me.
All right, go to town.
That's 25 for the first hit and 24 for the second.
Oh,
yeah, they
all
both
right.
hit.
That's 25 damage, and also, ooh. Hey, we killed your wife. Why don't you come on over here and show me what you think of that?
Ooh, roll a performance check.
Ooh.
See if you can get him angry.
Come on. That's a 7.
Oh, shit.
The bolts hit him in the shoulder. He glances at you for a second and then turns back to Salome. Like, he literally just saw her down Aletna.
Then I will use my movement to run for her.
Okay.
I don't know if I can get there in time, but I will interpose my body.
You move 30 feet. You make it onto the platform. They're about 10 feet away from you.
Okay.
Great. Next in the order is Maggie.
Maggie, do you know anything about this river shit? I have no idea how to help her.
River shit is so funny.
She says, honey, I only know what my sister told me, and sometimes she kind of lorded it over my head, so, like, there was a little bit of sibling shit there, if you know what I mean. As you're running towards the platform telling her this, she is sort of saying this over her shoulder as she is moving to place herself between Salome and Rockland.
No, Mags, no.
As she does, she places both hands on Salome and is going to cast a 3rd level Cure Wounds.
Oh, Mags, thank you. Please get out of the way.
That is going to be 17 points of health back.
I have a feeling that Rockland hits hard.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm only at 24 now.
Stump, Maggie is going to hit you with a Bardic Inspiration. I know you're hiding right now. Can you remind me where in the room you are?
I think I was over by the pillar, the silo.
Maggie does not know where you are, Stump, so she's going to shout out, Stump, if this big boy drops me, you're going to need to, he's all yours. And you got this, all right?
Let's see what I can do.
Proud of you, kid.
Hey, that's what I say. Well, that's my thing.
Respect your elders.
We're like the same age.
Are we? You sure?
How old are you?
I think I'm at least 3 years older than you. This is all happening as Rockland's about to bear down on her. Next in the order is V. V is going to begin collecting souls from the canister. I'm going to roll a d4 to see how many souls they collect this turn. 4.
Nice. All right.
V is hauling ass. Salome, as you are preparing to fight these astral vultures, you sort of look back and see... You see V radiate with an incredible light that you've never seen before. You see golden wings sprout from their back. Hayden and Stump, for a second, there is a shimmer. You're not sure what is happening, but you assume that it is on the other side of the river. It's something to do with whatever's going on with Salome and V. You see a shimmer and almost an outline of someone for a split second. And then all three of you gain 15 health points and 1 spell slot.
Ooh. Holy shit, V.
Hang on. A level 1 spell slot?
A level 1 spell slot.
V, honey, you've been able to do that this whole time?
V says, I can only do it once, so make it count.
I'll take it, honey, thanks. You just need me to fend these fellas off?
Do what you can. I will assist whenever I can, but I have to take these souls back and forth.
I think we got this.
I believe you do. And then they vanish from the riverbank. Stump.
Yeah.
It is your turn. You see Rockland bearing down on Maggie and Salome.
I'm going to just pick up a rock from the ground, and I'm going to cast Catapult at a second level.
All right.
And shoot it directly at this guy.
Okay.
Try to David and Goliath this situation.
They were calling you Jericho. They should have called you David the whole time.
Wow.
That's my dad's name. So that's a dexterity saving throw.
That is a 14.
That fails. 15 was the save.
Ooh,
great. He is going to choose to succeed that roll instead.
God damn it.
He's going to burn a legendary resistance, and he's going to save.
Well, never mind then. So I'm going to go run to Hayden. I'm going to grab about 3 other bolts and dip them each in serpent venom, which will have each bolt on hit do 3d6 additional poison damage.
And you're doing this as a bonus action?
As a bonus action, yeah.
And you can dip all 3 as one bonus action?
One poison gives you one application on a melee weapon.
And 3 on a ranged
3
weapon.
Bolts.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do that.
Thank you, friend. We're going to need everything we got.
And then I say, hey, big guy, look at me, and flip him the bird and maybe smack my ass in his direction a little bit and run 15 feet away.
I'll say,
sure.
Roll a performance check, but roll it with disadvantage.
You know what? Absolutely.
That's a 3.
Oh.
He doesn't even look up.
Stump gets a little too into smacking his own ass.
Brutal.
Haven't felt that touch in a while.
Yikes. Next in the order are the riverbank vultures. 2 of them are going to advance on you, Salome, and 1 of them is going to keep its distance.
Hmm.
The one that keeps its distance stares at you. Its eyes flash, and I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Ain't she a spooky little critter?
Oh, boy.
That is a 14.
That saves.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Every
that
once
saves.
In a while.
It's for a moment you feel a chill run through you, but nothing happens. The other 2 rush forward and are going to try and slash you with their claws.
All right.
That's a 15 to hit. That is not going to do it.
Misses.
And that is a 17 to hit. I believe
misses
that also
again.
Misses. Great.
Whew.
They all miss. Next in the order is you, Salome.
Does it seem that V has, like, sort of disappeared for the duration of their turn? Like, am I the only person on the riverbank with these vultures?
At the moment, yes.
Okay.
V seems to be blinking in and out of this fight.
Okay, great.
In order to ferry souls.
Right, okay. If I cast a spell on myself, does that affect me only on the riverbank or my physical body as well?
That only affects you on the riverbank. You, at the moment, your consciousness and your physical body are split.
So are you at 7 health?
Your health is tied because death is assured.
Soul. Yeah. Okay.
Outside of that, well, to answer Robin's question, any
yes.
movement that happens to your physical body does not affect your riverbank body.
Can I? So I had my hex still activated. I've been rolling my con saves about it. Rolled a nat 20
okay.
on the last hit.
Okay.
Can I move my hex, since I cast it, with me into the riverbank, and since Aletna is down, and move it to one of these creatures?
I will allow that.
Thanks. So bonus action, I'm going to move my hex onto whichever one of these vultures is nearest me.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack it with Booming Blade.
Go for it.
Fuck. That is a 11 to hit. No, 12.
That is not going to do it.
Well, shit, that's about all I can do.
Great. Next in the order is Rockland.
Mm-hmm.
Rockland is going to rear back. He doesn't really register that there's another person in front of him. He is just hauling off. So he is going to attack Maggie in the hopes of smashing through her to get to Salome.
Shit.
She hasn't been hit yet, right?
She has been hit.
She almost fell off a cliff.
Hmm, yes.
Rockland rears back, boom, punches her directly in the gut. She remains standing. However, Rockland is going to make 2 more attacks.
Please do not let this bard sit here and take hits for me.
I was trying to get in there.
Rockland, Rocklin lands two other heavy blows into Maggie. She is still up, but she looks bad. Top of the order is Hayden.
Maggie, do you need a hand? I can hit this thing real hard, but if you need some help right now, I can give it to you instead.
She says, do your damnedest to him, but I ain't moving away from my baby girl.
Can you scoop her?
Can I scoop her?
Yeah.
Damn, maybe. I mean, I ain't exactly strong. She probably could scoop me.
Salome's dense.
Maggie, how about none of us stand in Salome's way? Get that minecart over here. Scoop Salome up and just go flying off. Keep her out of harm's way entirely.
Well, damn. Look at the brains on you.
That's probably the first time that anyone's ever said that to me, so thank you.
Oh.
I'm gonna go hit this thing a few times.
Oh, baby, you're terribly intelligent.
I'm gonna run and fire and just once again attempt to distract big old Rocky Buddy.
You have about 10 feet to Rockland.
Oh, I'm trying to once again redirect Rockland.
Oh, run from Rockland.
Yes. Just kind of lure Rockland while firing.
Okay, great. Go ahead and roll.
For each hit, you gotta do a constitution saving throw.
Does a 17 hit?
17 does not hit.
Then I'll throw my inspiration on there.
Yeah, ooh, that's what it's there for.
How about a 19?
That hits.
There we
nice.
Go.
Yeah, all right.
Dirty 20.
That hits.
And a 28.
All hit.
All right, so that's three con saves?
Three con saves.
Three con saves.
What is the target to beat?
15. I imagine that Rockland's got some pretty beefy con.
Pretty good, yeah.
That is three saves.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, you still take half,
all
though.
Into the 20s.
So, still takes half? So that's going to be 3d6 that I'll just roll right now.
Okay.
Wow.
That's an additional 11 poison damage.
I'm so sorry. Rockland is fully immune to poison damage.
Starting at level 5, your poisons can overcome resistance and immunity to poison. Oh, no, there's more. What kind of creature is this?
What kind of creature is he? He's an aberration.
Yeah, fuck that. He doesn't get his immunity and resistance.
Yeah! All right.
And that is 35 total damage just from the crossbow hits.
Yeah, and then 11 poison damage because he's not immune because I got, that's my level.
That's 5 ability. That is a big hit.
Yeah.
I need you to roll performance. I need you to roll it with advantage because it is a big hit.
Is there any chance that we can call this intimidation?
What do you do to make it intimidation?
Hit him really, really, really hard. You can't get your revenge if I kill you first.
Roll intimidation.
Yes.
And roll it with advantage.
With advantage? Ooh.
Because it's a big ol' hit.
Big
because
old
you,
hit.
You did like 40-something damage.
Thanks, Dump.
Yeah, anytime. His skin's just like sizzling.
That's a 24.
Okay.
Ooh. Rockland is not intimidated because he can't be intimidated. However, he turns to you, his eyes blazing with fury, and you have got his attention.
Shit, 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 shit.
I don't think you want that heat.
Great. And you move how far?
I mean, I'll book it.
Cool. Next in the order is Maggie. Maggie is going to...
scoop!
Maggie is going to use her bonus action to scoop Salome into the minecart. And the minecart flies up into the air.
As Salome's body leaves, she's like, oh, this feels weird. I don't like it. Oh, it feels weird. Oh, God. Holy shit.
Talk about an out-of-body experience.
Ooh, boo. Lord. Okay, okay, okay. Oh. Thanks, Mags. You can stop.
Oh, something I should have mentioned before. When granting a creature a bardic inspiration die, you summon a mote of potential that orbits within 5 feet of the creature. Mm. So, Hayden, you used it on an attack roll?
I did.
The target and each creature of your choice that you can see within 5 feet of it must make a constitution saving throw against your spell save DC or take thunder damage equal to the number of rolled on the bardic inspiration die.
Oh, nice. Ooh. So a couple extra thunder damage?
Yeah, Rockland's the only enemy right now, right? So
yeah,
I don't really have anyone else to send it against.
How much was on the bardic inspiration die?
Just 2.
Okay, great.
It's a big 2.
She's going to stab him. She takes out a rapier, and she is going to stab Rockland.
Hell yeah, Max. Okay. Maybe get the hell out of Dodge, but all right.
It does not connect, unfortunately. Next in the order is V. Salome, out of the corner of your eye, V reappears. and is going to take a couple more souls.
Ah, darling, not much has changed. They didn't hit me. I didn't hit them.
V collects 3 souls and bounces.
It is Stump's turn.
How single-mindedly focused does Rockland look on Hayden right now?
Rockland looks like if anybody attacks him, he's going to turn on that person.
So I'm going to use my bonus action to kind of hide behind the silo as I'm kind of chilling over here.
Okay.
The soul silo. Should I roll for that?
Yeah, roll stealth.
It's a nat 1.
Ooh.
You trip. You trip it.
Okay, I'm going to then just attack. I'm just going to shoot him.
Okay.
I don't really have anything fancy here.
Okay.
Let's go, baby. Oh, was so close to it. It like was like, here's a 20. And then was like, just kidding, here's a 2. That's a 10.
It's not going to do it.
Nope, so I'm just going to kind of go be behind the silo again, just kind of out of the way.
Great. Next to the order are the vultures. One of them is going to make eye contact with you and attempt to do that piercing, withering gaze. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
That's all right. It's 21.
Okay, yeah, you pass. So you take 7 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh, yikes. Okay.
As you feel cold, gripping fingers tearing at your flesh from within.
Oof, okay. Well, I still pass the con save on Hex.
Okay, great. The other one that's up on you is going to claw you, and then the other one is going to run forward to where you are and try and claw you as well.
Sure enough.
That's a nat 20.
Fuck. Okay.
And that's a 19.
Oof. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to cast shield because I don't think I can handle the crit plus a regular hit.
Okay. You take 26 points of piercing damage.
Holy shit.
From that crit.
Okay.
It is your turn.
All right. So that shield drops, but you know what? I'm still up, so it's worth it.
Fun while it lasted.
Okay, bonus action. I am going to use something that is a channel divinity option, Tatasha's Cauldron of Everything option, where I can use my channel divinity to refuel one of my spell slots of second level or below.
Okay.
So that's a bonus action.
Okay.
And in order to fuel that, I think I just reach over to where I know Maggie's wisp is and reach out to touch it and just will myself into a little bit more time, a little bit more magic, a little bit more of a way to help her. And as an action, I think what I really need to do is buy V some time. So I'm just going to use Lay on Hands on myself for 14 points.
Great. You heal back up. You feel re-energized and ready to keep going.
I'm going to try.
Great. Next in the order is Rockland. Rockland is going to dash to catch up with you, Hayden.
Come and get me, but not really.
Maggie's going to take an opportunity attack, and that's a nat 1.
No, girl.
Your age is showing. Don't worry that I just did it too.
She looks at you, Stump, and goes, damn, you hang around with my niece?
Don't make it weird. Don't make it weird.
All right. All right. Hey. One of us went the ageist route.
One of us looks cool in a hat.
Thank you.
I'm actively being chased down. I'm like, yeah, sick burn, Stump.
God.
Hayden, it is your turn.
All right. So it took Rockland's whole movement and dash to even get to me, which is lovely.
To get to you, yes. Yeah, so he is on you now.
All right, I don't have any of Stump's boosts anymore, which is a little sad, but hey, there's one thing I'm good at, and I'm gonna keep on doing it.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
Gonna run and gun.
Great.
That's 21 for the first hit.
That'll do it.
That's a natural 2 on the second hit.
Ooh,
that's
all right.
Not gonna do it.
And that's another natural 2.
That's not gonna happen.
Ooh.
It's okay, maybe I'll just get max damage on my one and only hit. Let's see. No, but it's passable. That is 13 damage.
Okay.
All right. Well, I put myself here, so I guess I got to stay on my ground.
Great. You are now toe-to-toe with Rockland.
I don't like it.
Hayden, how are you looking?
I'm 43 out of 67. I am not yet bloody. Or
okay, great.
No longer bloody, to be more accurate.
Okay, that is going to be Maggie's turn. Maggie is going to lower the minecart back down and cast Cure Wounds on you, Salome. She touches you and you, boop, get 13 points of health.
Just flicker on the head.
And then whoop, my cart goes right back up. That's Maggie's turn. Next in the order is V. V appears, collects a couple more souls, says,
"How you holding up?"
Miraculously still kicking. Don't know how.
And they disappear with the souls again. And Stump, it is your turn.
I'm going to poke around from behind the silo and cast a Ray of Sickness. So I'm going to launch a vial at that Rocklin to see if I hit him.
Okay.
My God, no, that's a 12.
No.
Damn, that sucks. So yeah, I just lob this vial and just go, I haven't done that in a while, and it just sails wide. Just hits a wall.
It goes wide, shatters on the ground nearby.
Don't step there.
Stump, you want to work on target practice sometime?
Yeah, maybe.
A little refresher course.
And then I'll just move about, like, I'll move 30 feet. I'll get 10 feet away from Hayden and Rockland.
Okay. You're 10 feet away from them now. Next in the order are the vultures. Two of them are attacking you, Salome.
Okay.
One of them is going to split off from you and try and eat a soul.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That is a 15.
Misses.
And that is not worth mentioning.
Yeah, all right. What was it? Just for the satisfaction.
Oh, that was a 7.
Yeah, it was.
Great. The other vulture is going to sort of back up from you and then try and launch itself onto the canister in order to try and eat a soul. It takes an opportunity attack from you.
Is that the one that I have Hex cast on?
It is not.
Okay. I mean, I rolled a 2 plus 9 is 11.
Okay. Yeah, no. Sorry.
Yeah.
Great. It is going to use its action to pry a soul from the canister.
God, no.
You see the soul lingers in its jaws.
Okay.
And that is the end of its turn. It does not eat a soul in one turn. In fact, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to pull out Thaddeus's revolver and cast Eldritch Blast on this thing, and I will try to use Repelling Blast to blast it 10 to 20 feet away and hopefully have it drop the soul.
Cool. Go to town.
Oh, my God. I rolled a 1 and a 2.
Oh. Got to get rid of these new dice.
Okay.
I rolled with a bunch of different dice. That's a 1 and a 2.
Okay.
Shit. Oh, God, I'm useless.
Miss.
Okay. That's brutal.
Next in the order is Rockland. Rockland is going to full-on attack Hayden. That's a 13 to hit.
You know what? I'm not going to do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's the first hit, and then he's going to take two more hits.
He's going to try.
That is a 19 and a 21 to hit.
Those, unfortunately, will hit.
So that's 9 points on the first hit and 19 points on the second hit.
Holy crap.
Damn.
So 28? That's...
28.
I can't take that again.
Yeah, no, that's rough.
Whose turn is it now? Is it me?
It's your turn. Rockland did not move.
How's Rockland looking?
Rockland is not too bad.
That's unfortunate. Okay. I will use my bonus action to down a potion, because I really need it right now. And then I will hold my action until Stump can beef up my bolts.
Hmm. Okay. Cool.
What do I roll for the potion?
It is 2d4 plus 2.
Okay. That's 8 health back for me.
Great.
Yeah, if Rockland hits as well next turn as he did this turn, I'm down.
Next in the order is Maggie. Maggie just saw you take a shit ton of damage, Hayden, so she...
You're gonna say Maggie just saw you take a shit.
Maggie just saw you take a shit.
I was trying to keep it under wraps, everyone.
Rockland hit you so hard you felt a little something. And Maggie knows.
As long as it doesn't ruin my nice new jacket.
So she is going to point the banjo at you. Boom. You are going to get a level 2 healing word.
Ooh, thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Like, that Maggie showed up. Holy shit, we would be doing real bad without her.
It's almost like it was planned for her to show up.
It's almost like it would have been real bad if Hayden knocked her off the...
Yup.
You get 13 points back.
Thank you kindly.
She pulls out a crossbow and is going to try and shoot Rockland.
Shoot him in the dick.
That's a nat 20.
Yeah! She shot him in the dick.
One testicle.
Cool. She does a decent chunk to Rockland. She shoots him in the dick.
I was going to edit that out.
Oh, okay. She fires it, arcs across the room, slashes Rockland across the chest. He sort of bellows out in anger. He's starting to look bloody. At the end of Maggie's turn, Rockland is going to take a legendary action to attack you, Hayden.
How long have you been able to do that?
A bit. That is an unnatural 20 to hit.
That'll do it.
That is 15 points of bludgeoning damage as he...
That's everything I just got from Maggie gone.
Damn, this fella can hit.
Great. Next in the order is V. V appears, sees that one of the vultures has a soul in its mouth, and is going to use their action to grapple that vulture.
There are tassels everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Does V use their tassels to... to wrap up this vulture crow?
You know what? That's sick.
Isn't it?
That is actually pretty cool.
The tassels float on a successful strength check. Wrap the vulture in the tassels. The soul drops from its mouth, lands on the floor, and just sort of hovers there.
Oh, thank you, V. Sorry about that. I tried to shoot it, but I just missed.
However, because V is holding this vulture, they can no longer gather souls or leave. Stump, it is your turn.
Stump's going to cast a second level Ray of Sickness at Rockland and just toss a vial again.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's 18 with my modifier, and I'm going to use my Bardic Inspiration from Maggie. That is 19 exactly.
Ooh. A 19 to hit?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
So Rockland takes one thunder damage from me using the Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
There you go.
It's like a firecracker goes off in his face, and he goes...
And then... That's 3d8. Okay. Oh, that's 16 damage.
Ooh, okay.
An 8, a 7, and a 1, unfortunately.
Okay.
And he has to make a Constitution saving throw.
Is a 14 to save?
That fails.
Yes.
Okay. He's poison, ooh, baby.
He is going to.
No, don't you fucking say it. No. Two.
Boy, he's got three.
He's got three.
Oh, he's got three, baby. You see him start to retch, and then he is renewed with anger. And he forces the bile back down.
Jesus.
It takes effort to do this, though.
Okay, well, then in that case, I run to Hayden. I take out my last poison, which is Malice, which will, if he fails to save, will poison him and blind him.
Okay.
And sprinkle it on three arrows.
Cool.
And then I run away also.
And I now activate my action.
Cool. Go to town.
And hit him twice. Attempt to hit him twice. One of those is a nat 1.
That does not hit.
But the other's a 22.
There it is.
That hits.
So give me another con save.
That is a 17 to save.
That will save, unfortunately.
Okay. Cool.
So you got one more.
Roll some damage.
Yeah, resist it, unfortunately. It's only 7 damage.
Okay.
This is bad, y'all.
This is getting scary.
He's looking pretty bloody, but... He's still rocking and rolling. Rockland and rolling. God. Great. That's Stump's turn. Next in the order are the vultures. V has one grappled, so it is going to try and break the grapple. It fails.
Nice.
It is still grappled.
Hell yeah.
The other two are... One of them is going to split off and attack V. One of them is going to stay attacking you. In fact, one of them is going to lock eyes with V in an attempt to use its withering gaze.
Okay.
V freezes up and then resists it.
Come on, V.
And the
Let's
other one
go.
Is going to attack you. That is a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
15 points of slashing damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, no.
That's a lot. That's a lot for one hit. That's a lot.
These came ready to play.
Yeah, no shit.
Salome, it is your turn.
Okay.
V has one grappled. One of them is looks like it has a bead on V getting ready to pounce. The other one is still locked in on you.
All right, V, drop the soul. You can get on the hell out of here. Look, I want to get these wisps across the river. Don't worry about me. And I'm going to turn to the one that I have Hex on and try to attack with Booming Blade and just pray.
Okay.
Ooh, okay, that's going to be good. Oh, God, thank God. I've been switching dice this whole time. That is going to be a 23 to hit.
That hits. Roll some damage.
God bless. Okay. All right, it took 16 damage. One of those points of damage was necrotic damage. And if I'm kind of doing a little test here. Can I keep an eye out to see if the necrotic damage seemed to do anything to it?
It seemed to do a regular amount. It's not resistant. It's not weak.
How's it looking after 15 damage?
It's looking hurt. It's not bloodied, but it's looking hurt.
Okay, then
that did a decent chunk.
I think if that did a decent chunk of its damage, I'm going to use my bonus action and cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay.
To give myself an extra 2 AC.
Okay, cool.
So unfortunately, I'm going to drop Hex. I'm going to use my last spell slot to cast Shield of Faith and just try to boost my AC and buy time. So my AC is now 20.
Great. Next in the order is Rockland. Rockland is going to attack you, Hayden.
Here we go.
That is a 22 to hit on the first hit.
That'll hit. I'm not a tank.
That is 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
That is the lowest possible he can roll. He rolled 2 ones.
Okay.
I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Oh, it's my worst stat.
Come on, Hayden. Come on.
Only an 8.
Hayden, you are knocked prone.
Shit.
It is not a powerful hit, but it is enough to sweep you off your feet. You land on your back. He then raises his fists in the air to bring them down on you as you are prone, which gives him advantage.
Yeah.
First one hits. Second one hits.
Roll the damage individually, because if I get dropped on the first hit, then the second will be an automatic fail on a death save.
I think the second one will be 2.
It'll be 2.
Oh, that's bad.
The first one is 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Still up.
Oh, God, Hayden. Okay.
The second one is 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm down.
Boom. Boom. Rockland slams his fists into Hayden. Hayden, you don't feel the blows as you fall backwards into darkness. And as you fall, you hear Winona's voice. Why'd you bite off more than you could chew?
Because it's what I do, girl. You know that.
You still got this.
We'll see. I got friends on the other side.
And you collapse into unconsciousness.
This episode of Mage Hand High Five is sponsored by Multitude Productions and their actual play podcast, Join the Party, as part of their Direct Creator Support Initiative. Multitude Productions believes that podcasts are for people, not corporations, and that the actual play community is full of incredible creators telling some of the most imaginative stories in all of entertainment. Multitude offers high quality and affordable production services and consulting to help podcast creators of any size capitalize on their own successes. Join the Party is an actual play podcast focused on genre-pushing storytelling and celebrating the artistry of its cast and collaborators, as well as being a love letter to the art form of actual play. Join the Party has multiple seasons available now, with stories ranging from swashbuckling pirate tales in a world of plants and bugs to a weird summer camp beset by monsters. Here's looking at you, Camp Craven fans. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes of Join the Party. And who knows, if we're your third favorite actual play, they might just become your first or second. We hope you'll check out Multitude and Join the Party at jointhepartypod.com or connect with them at Join the Party Pod on Instagram, Blue Sky, Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, be sure to let them know that Mage Hand High Five sent you and that their Direct Creator Support Initiative is working. And with that, on with the show.
Do you love audio fiction stories like Welcome to Night Vale or Old Gods of Appalachia? Are you looking for your next favorite podcast?
Or maybe you love actual play shows like Critical Role, but don't always have time to sit down to a 3-hour show with hundreds upon hundreds of episodes.
Then you'll love The Adventures of Bud and Herb, a podcast that is made to binge with episodes around 30 minutes of non-stop, irreverent, yet wholesome fun set in an immersive fantasy world.
Follow along as best friends Bud and Herb, that's us, race against time to find an elusive, monstrous cryptid that has snatched a little boy from our idyllic little town of Mistress Glen.
I'm Bud, the deep gnome rogue.
And I'm Herb, the turtle folk barbarian chef. Each episode, we dig deeper into the mystery of the Cinderwood Walker.
A beast so terrifying it can kill with only its stench. Find out if we live to smell tomorrow.
Listen to the adventures of Bud and Herb wherever cryptids hide.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
As that happens, Stump, you watch as boom, boom, Rockland completely smashes Hayden into the floor, like creates a divot with Hayden's body. And the world begins to go fuzzy for you, almost as if you've crossed your eyes. You feel a little woozy. That headache that's been persisting for the better part of yesterday and today, it's been a dull ache, and you've kind of been able to push it aside, being the professional that you are.
I have a kid, kind of just a constant pain in the head.
Your head lights up in a flash of pain. It feels like your skull is going to split in two. It's so severe that for a moment you almost hope that your skull does split in two, just to end that pain. And then the pain stops. You open your eyes, and floating before you is the amulet. It winds up and then spins like a coin. As it does, you see the red flashing of its light, almost hypnotic, pulling you in. Closer, and closer, and closer. And then suddenly it stops. And you see, to your surprise, it has a little cartoony face.
What?
Big white eyes, a red glowing nose, a cartoony grin, complete with gloved hands and shod feet.
Oh my God.
You inexplicably hear faint space-age lounge jazz playing somewhere in the distance.
This is batshit crazy.
This little character floats before your eyes and waves a gloved hand. Howdy, Stump. Say, looks like you and your compadres are in a mighty fine pickle. In the background, you see Rockland rearing up to attack Hayden again. And the character says, oh, you know, why don't I get that for you real quick? He snaps his fingers and suddenly the battlefield is frozen. And he says, impressive, huh? Uh-oh, toot toot. That's the sound of me tooting my own horn. Where are my manners? I must have left him at home. Call me Tom. Everybody else does. Say, I tried ringing you yesterday, but you wouldn't pick up. What gives?
Yes. Hi, Tom. Sorry about that. I was kind of in the middle of something. Who are you?
I've already told you I'm Tom.
I mean, I guess, sorry, yeah, who, the answer to who is Tom.
He floats before you and puts his amulet-shaped head in his hands.
I guess, what are you?
What am I?
Like, what is this? What is happening right now?
Whoa. Stump, baby, what's with the questions? Are you writing a book? You're bashing my ears. Listen, I want to help you. You've been adventuring for some time, and I feel it's only fair I pitch in a little. If you don't mind my saying so, you and the Rugrats are losing a mighty fine rumble out there. You look plumb tuckered out. And, well, what if I pitched in a little bit? Gave you an edge.
Stump is silenced for maybe the first time in the last about 30 years.
Stump, in your hands appears a glowing red knife. The knife matches the red of the amulet and pulses in time with Tom's glowing red nose.
What do you get for helping me out?
Whoa. Why can't friends give each other things? You and me, we're pals, buddies. But since you asked, I guess there is something that I would like in return. A little something. I can't be expected to do everything for free. As a matter of fact, I need to be close to you to make something like this happen. About skin deep. Get the picture?
Yeah, I do.
He sort of wiggles his little cartoony eyebrows and he says, what do you think on that? Where's your brain land?
I'm gonna need a little bit more from you before I say yes to this deal.
More time to think?
No, you need to sweeten the pot a little bit.
I didn't want to do this, but since you asked, I guess I have to. Salome, you're currently carrying the amulet, correct?
Yeah.
Stump, you watch as you see a section of the minecart heat up with a red light, and then a beam shoots out of it as the battlefield is frozen and hits Rockland. Rockland looks visibly hurt. And he says, how does that treat you?
Deal.
Deal? Oh, Stump, you don't know how happy this makes me. Stump, I need you to know that all I care about is your safety.
Sure.
Oh, I care about everyone's safety.
We're frozen here. What's the end goal?
What's the end goal?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, you can't just come out and ask someone's end goal. Where's the fun in that? Where's the journey? I want to see you feel something. He gives a little wink, snaps his fingers. Everything unfreezes. He disappears, and the soul knife remains in your hands. And as he disappears, you hear, we'll talk more soon.
I'm sure we will.
Time unfreezes. You're back in the combat.
It was wild. I did not expect the little cartoon guy.
Hayden, it is your turn. Make a death saving throw and tell me only how it goes.
Will do.
Oh God, I don't like these secret death saves.
Great. Next in the order is Maggie. Maggie shouts, damn, damn. She is not close enough to run to you and cast Cure Wounds, so she is going to cast Healing Word as a fourth level spell, her one fourth level spell slot.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Okay.
That is 15 points of health that you regain.
All right.
Winona's words come back to you as you pop back up. She says, you ain't done yet.
I'm in a pit. I'm in a fist-shaped pit. I don't like this.
With the rest of her turn, Maggie attacks Rockland with her crossbow. You see she hits for a little damage, but Rockland is still up and swinging. it is V's turn. V is going to let go of the vulture that they have grappled. V is going to snatch up the soul that was about to be devoured before, snatches up two more, bop, bop, and gets the heck out of Dodge.
It's good hustle.
Salome smacks V's ass on the way out. Like, good
I
job.
I do, just a little one. I just get, look, we're friends.
There's a pause. They just look back at you.
Salome winks
just
at them.
Teleport. They don't say anything. They just pop. Great. Next are the vultures.
My AC is 20.
Yeah, one of them is going to try and snatch up a soul in its jaws. It does so. The other two are going to turn and attack you.
Oh, okay.
That is not going to hit.
All right.
And that is a 24.
Shit.
Ooh.
That is 14 points of slashing damage.
Okay, I'm down to 4 HP. Cool.
Both try and slash you. One succeeds. And it hisses at you.
Ooh. Yeah, I've got no spells. I've got no abilities. I'm just running on fumes at 4 HP.
Stump, it's your turn.
Stump looks down and has this glowing ethereal knife in his hand and is going to just kind of get centered in a way that hasn't really happened on this journey yet, and hopefully will see the world moving a little bit slower than it actually is, and is going to use a bonus action to hide and use a Smurf Neblin.
Gesundheit.
And use a Smurf Neblin, yeah. His special ability that lets it get advantage on this roll. Oh, baby, that's a 24.
Nice.
Ooh.
So, from behind Rockland, he's going to throw this psychic blade at him to hopefully attack and do as much damage as he can.
Cool.
It's just going to kind of bounce off because that's a 13.
To hit?
Yeah.
Oh,
even with advantage.
Shit.
I rolled a 1 and a 3.
Oh, that sucks. God, been there so many times.
I hate to see it. Okay.
But here's the thing about these blades. The blade vanishes immediately after it hits or misses its target and leaves no mark on its target if it deals damage, because they deal psychic damage.
Okay.
So does it reveal where I am?
I think Rockland is in the process of turning, so your knife sort of comes out of nowhere, like bounces off of him, but he doesn't know where it came from.
Great. Then I'm going to just kind of run around a little bit. I was ready for a super cool turn.
Damn, I know. That's just always the way sometimes, you know?
Tom.
Just happens.
Tom, I need a little bit more.
it's
a little bit more, Tom.
We already had the deal.
Wait, Casey. Oh. Where do I feel this amulet on me anywhere?
Not yet.
Not yet? Ooh.
Okay.
That's the worst answer.
Yikes.
Next in the order is Salome.
Yeah, okay. I think Salome sees, like, this is kind of a desperate situation, and I think she needs V's help a little bit more right now. So I think next time V comes back, she's going to try to call V over to help the soul and is going to attack the one that's already damaged.
Okay.
Okay. That's a 19 to hit.
That is going to hit.
All right, I'll do it with Boomin' Blade. I don't have Hex anymore, but I'm just going to do what I can.
Okay.
That is 14 damage.
Okay. It is bloodied.
I'm trying to call out to V, like, V, they've got another soul. It's kind of overwhelming. I can't do too much more.
V hears you. Since you're on this side, V hears you. It is Rockland's turn. Rockland is turning to try and find Stump. What is your stealth right now, Stump?
24.
With a 24, there's no way that Rockland is going to find you.
Yeah.
He looks for you, can't find you. Sees Maggie.
Oh, that's not any better.
No.
And is going to dash to get to her. Next in the order is Hayden.
Right. I have one poisoned arrow, so I should at least try to take down big old Rockland. Is Rockland looking rough now?
He's looking rough.
Oh, I mean, we're all hurting, but I feel like taking down Rockland is probably our best bet as far as what I can do, so I'm just going to go after him. What does the rock wall look like? Can I climb up and attack from height for advantage?
Yeah, I think you would take half your movement to get up 15 feet.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I mean, yeah, sorry, your whole movement to do half. So
right,
you would move
yeah.
up 15.
That's fine. Here we go. It's a 19. That'll hit.
That hits. That hits. Roll some damage.
First, you got to roll that con save.
Oh, boy.
That's an 18 to save.
That does it.
Okay. Well, then I might as well roll my other attacks as well.
This is brutal.
22 and an 18.
18 does not hit.
Okay, so I get 2 out of 3 hits.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a total of 16 for 2 hits.
Yeah, he's still moving.
And I am, like, scrambled up the wall. Just like, please just don't hit me again.
Maggie sees Rockland coming for her, lowers the minecart, hops in, and races it 15
yeah,
feet.
Hell yeah, Meg. Here you go.
And says, nope, not today. That ain't happening.
Just in there on top of Salome.
She then, for her action, turns and she has another third level spell slot. She's going to cast a third level Cure Wounds on you, Salome.
Oh, shit. Thanks, Max.
She says, folks, I can't do a whole lot from up here. Y'all got this.
What's that third level Cure Wounds look like for me?
You take 16 healing damage.
Oh, thanks. This is the best kind of damage. I love this kind.
Great. V appears. You see them.
I might need your help fighting them off for a little bit.
V nods and says, I heard you. Pulls two revolvers from
their
belt.
Hell yeah.
And begins fucking blasting.
Here we go.
You see as V aims their gun, sort of this purple light radiates from the chamber. Launches a bullet and astral bits of this thing rocket off of it. It's going to drop the soul and takes a big chunk of damage. That one is bloody.
V, honey, I think you're better shot than I am.
V says, I've been doing this a long time.
Hey, you have to show me a few things.
Stump, it is your turn.
So Stump just kind of, after just kind of throwing and missing before, is going to kind of hopefully recenter himself again. And is going to kind of hurl. He's getting used to these new, you know, ethereal psychic knives here, and is going to throw it again.
Okay.
From behind, right into Rockland's back.
Go for it.
Oh, that's so much better. That's a 24.
There you go.
Oh yeah, that's 9 damage on the first attack.
Ooh, okay.
And then, because of the psychic blades, I get to use my bonus action to make another attack. That's a D4. So I'm going to hurl another psychic blade at it.
Okay.
With advantage. No, I get sneak attack.
Right.
Because I attacked with advantage.
Mm. Oh, go for it.
So what did I say? That one first one was 9 plus 1. 10.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
And then the second attack was a dirty 20.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that hits.
7 damage.
Okay. He's looking bad.
Yeah, so I just hurl these two psychic blades.
Yeah, these blades, like, rocket across the room. They don't even spin in the air. You throw them, they just fly directly to their target and get them in the back.
And then I'm going to kind of try to split the difference of where Hayden is, like me and Hayden, so kind of be on opposite sides of this room.
You're going to be on the far side of Rockland?
Well, I can't get there on this turn, but, like, have it be so I'm not next to Hayden.
Oh, okay.
Try to make it so he has to run 60 feet to us regardless, sort of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Great. One of the vultures is going to attack you, Salome. The other two are going to turn and try and attack V.
Okay.
It fails to hit you.
Yeah, it does. There Ooh. You go. Come on.
One of them crits on V.
Shit. V, sorry, honey.
Oh, V's probably fine.
And the other one misses.
You're an eternal being. You're all fine.
The one attacks V. It's a pretty sizable chunk. So V is rocked by the hit, but they're not bloodied.
V, honey, how many fights like this you been in?
V says, scrap like this. Once in a lifetime.
Nice, I'll take it.
Sorry. Once in y'all's lifetime.
I'll take it still.
Great, that's Salome. It is your turn. One of them right. is directly attacking you.
Great, fun. All right, I'll try to attack that one. That's the one I already hurt, right?
Yep, it is. Two of them are bloodied.
That probably won't hit, but we'll see. 16?
That does hit.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, God, because I rolled a 7, and that was really worrying. Okay. All around. I'll attack it with Booming Blade. Let's go.
Okay.
That's 16 damage.
Okay. Next is Rockland.
He is going to try and grapple Maggie.
Great. Fun. Why not?
He does. He reaches into the cart and grabs Maggie by the collar. That is Rockland's turn. Next in the order is Hayden.
So you say that Rockland is holding onto the minecart with one hand and grappling Maggie with the other. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that is correct.
So, can I shoot the hand that's holding the cart?
To shoot a particular part of their body, I will raise the AC by 4. So you have to make a 23 or higher.
Okay, I'll just do that.
God, the confidence. I wish.
Cool. Oh, problem solved.
Unbridled confidence, roll. That's a 26.
That does hit. It lands in Rockland's fist. Roll damage. And then I'm going to have Rockland roll first to hold onto the cart, second to hold onto Maggie.
Got it. That's 14 damage.
Okay. Oh, he's bad. He fails the strength save to hold onto the cart. He begins to fall. The arrow sticks him in the hand. He instinctively lets go. He begins to fall. Maggie gets pulled to the edge of the cart. Boom. Slams against it. He lets go.
Yes.
Falls 15 feet. Bam. Hits the ground. He's going to take a D6 of damage. Anything else?
Yeah, I'll hit him more.
Go to town.
That's only 17 for the second hit. So let's go for the third.
Go for it.
21.
That does hit.
12 damage.
He is hanging in there by a thread.
Ooh. Oh, God.
He's not hanging anymore.
Hey.
Golly, next in the order is Mags. She's going to cast Bardic Inspiration on you, Stump, and be like, hey, get him, you old bastard.
Okay.
She winks.
That kind of language is not becoming.
Elder abuse. Elder abuse. How dare you? That's her bonus action. She's going to try and shoot Rockland with her crossbow.
All right. Hell yeah.
She misses.
Yeah, you shot it.
All right, Mags.
Great. Next in the order is V. V is guns blazing. Boom, boom. Is going to attack this one in front of them again. Oh, you see it. Boom, boom. Blast the nearest vulture to it. Dissipates and is gone.
Oh, V, hell of a shot.
Stump, it is your turn.
Yeah, so Stump is going to go and run and, like, leap and manifest this psychic blade that he's just discovered to go stab down into Rockland.
Okay.
I really hope I kill him because I'm fucked otherwise. It's a 14.
Okay.
But I could use the Bardic Inspiration.
I mean, you kind of got her, right?
Yeah. So I got to get a 5 or higher on this die. That's a 5!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes, 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 yes!
So that's 5 thunder damage and 8 psychic damage from the moat exploding as I stab down into this guy.
Describe it.
Yes!
So Stump from, I don't know, 30 feet away manifests these two blades in his hand and starts running. And Tom appears in front of him between Rockland and himself and starts to say some sort of nonsense out of his mouth. But Stump does not care and just leaps and then leaps off of Tom to get farther into the air. And then just comes down just two blades right in the back of Rockland, hopefully killing him.
You bring them down. Tom says, okay, cool. Rubs his nose. You sink your blades deep into the shoulder blades of Rockland's back. He screams, falls to his knees, gazes over at Dr. Moribund, still unconscious, and then collapses beside her, and he is gone. Your psychic blades disappear. No visible damage done. As you watch, his body withers back into the body of a regular man. Salome, you look, see this cluster of souls fall, and then begin spreading out across the floor.
Yeah, I think we got a few more to take care of.
Stump, that was your turn. You hear Tom behind you go, I got you, partner. And soon enough, you'll get me.
We'll be in touch.
We certainly will.
Stump, what's going on over there?
Stump, you're saying this out loud.
Yeah, Tom is not visible.
I got a new friend. We'll talk about it in about 10 minutes.
Do we have another pet?
In a way.
Okay.
Next are the vultures. They are going to go for broke. They're both going to leap onto the canister and try and pluck a soul from it. Salome, it is your turn.
Okay, great. One of them looking hurt?
One of them is almost gone. You've nearly destroyed it.
Okay, great. I'm gonna try to attack that one with Boom and Blade again. That's
great,
like all I can do right now. Shit. Okay. That is a 16 to hit, which hits.
Go for it.
And 17 damage.
It dissipates. You slash through it. It disappears. The soul it carries in its jaws falls to the ground.
If I were to try to intimidate the other one, would that be like a whole action to do?
No.
All right.
I think you can roll intimidation on it.
Great.
You just slashed through one of its compatriots. The other one just got blasted to hell. It is the only one left.
Yeah. I'm gonna look at the other one, and I'm gonna roll for this first, and then tell you what I do.
Okay.
That is a 18 intimidation roll.
What do you do?
I slash through this other one. V has just annihilated this one, and I think it is... If you've ever been kind of face-to-face with, like, a wild animal or something, like, really just right up there that you have to get away, and I think something just takes over a little bit, and Salome just runs after it, like, hollering, like, screaming.
You run fully at it, arms waving. You see fear in its beady, glowing yellow eyes. I rolled to see if it holds on to the soul, and it rolled a nat 1.
Yes!
Oh, it drops it.
Look at it and say, run, run, you dirty little bastard. Go! Get on out of here.
It runs, and you hear it running back into the darkness from whence it came. You are all out of combat. V turns to you, Salome, about to say something, but you feel lightheaded. You drop. Hayden and Stump, you see Maggie up in the cart. All right, y'all. Looks like we did it. Begins to land the cart. As she does so, both of you feel lightheaded. Breathing heavy. Woozy. And you drop. You're sitting on a riverbank, deep in the shade of a large willow tree. All three of you.
Together?
Yeah, you're sitting together. Your clothes are simple, you're barefoot, toes dipped in the cool, flowing water. You watch as it ripples and eddies past your feet, disrupting the flow only for a moment. Strangely, you feel as though no violence could happen here. That all things pass slowly and peacefully. The soft wind rises and falls. The sun peeks through the leaves above. How long have you been here? Hayden, you shield your eyes against the glare of the day and, with a start, find yourself alone on the bank.
Friends?
You look around.
We talked about river shit. This is not my kind of thing. What's going on?
You look around. Stump and Salome no longer on either side of you. You look back at the river. People are in it, walking down its stream, their pant legs rolled up or their dresses hitched. Dozens of people. And you know some of them. Philomena Fiddlefaddle, Mordric, Luther Wainwright, Portons Charlie, Maverick LaMarche, Maggie and Lila Breyer. But there are also faces you don't recognize. A halfling woman with a streak of silver in her gray hair, or in her dark hair. A man with horn-rimmed glasses. A man with shaggy golden hair and a goatee. An elderly tiefling man in ceremonial robe. A stern-looking man with a groomed mustache and grandfatherly eyes. Leading the front of this procession, you see two people that you do recognize. Winona and Lucinde Courtois. They both, as do all the people in this procession, look at peace in a way you've never seen before. Winona is completely without the fearful gleam that has more and more tinged the edge of her gaze over the past few years. Courtois' brow is uncreased, and her mouth looks like it could nearly break into a peaceful grin. The people halt, and they turn to you, Hayden. They move towards you, unthreateningly, and begin to place their hands on you. As they do, your skin takes on their colors, your hair theirs. Color spreads across your flesh like ink in a glass of water. And a voice resounds from deep within you. It calls so faintly at first that you can't make out the words. As it grows, it resonates throughout your whole being until you are left with one question, spreading goose flesh across the fabric of your fairy being. Who are you? Do you answer?
I don't quite know yet.
There is silence. As you answer, you find yourself once more alone on the bank, your skin and hair snow white in the sun. Salome, you too find yourself beneath the willows. Its leaves graze your shoulders as the river babbles on before you. As you sit, feet in the water, willows at your shoulders, you feel these sensations change. First, a gentle splash as Maggie emerges from the water to sit beside you. Then, as the willows change into Lila's hands as she sits next to you as well. And they both rest their heads on your shoulders. And for a moment, you feel at peace. You feel metal at your neck. As you look down and see a blade at your throat, you look over, and Lila is no longer Lila, but is Belinda Bartle.
I think Salome stiffens a little bit in fear at the blade at her neck, having run from so long, and then looks over at Belinda and kind of, like, cocks a little grin at her.
She hesitates, then cocks a grin back. The blade changes from next to your throat to under your chin. Then you feel Maggie's presence behind you change as well. You turn and see that wrapped around your shoulders is Thaddeus's arm.
Ooh, yeah, I think I immediately pull away from him.
You pull away from him, and he sits looking at you. And a question begins to form in the back of your mind. Who is your violence and rage for? And you feel the weight of the scales in your chest. On one, the people of the Badlands. On the other, you. Do you answer?
I think Salome feels this and looks inward a little bit and feels how much she desperately wants to protect her home and her family and the people here. And then looks over at Thaddeus and feels a deep sense of rage that is deeply, deeply personal. And knows that the violence is for herself.
Mm-hmm.
But says, I don't know if it matters who it's for.
I want to tear three down, brick by brick. I want to watch that city burn to the ground. And I wish I didn't, but I do.
You say that, and you find yourself once more alone on the bank, feet in the waters of the river. Stump, you lie beneath the canopy of the trees. The soft grass touches your skin, and it reminds you of Mountain Creek. Lazy afternoons spent dozing in the summer sun. It's a sleepy, comforting feeling. You hear the river in the distance babbling loudly. A little too loudly. It's keeping you awake. And you turn over on your side to quiet it. And as you close your eyes, you feel yourself sinking into the earth. The grass creeps over you, enveloping you first like a blanket, and then like a shroud. And then the earth consumes you. And you are jolted awake by the sickening sensation of falling deep into the earth. You fall, dim shapes rush past, deep pockets of the earth fly past you, the world around you glows a faint red. Then you're falling past a truly massive door, thousands of feet across, larger than any creature could possibly use. You slow until you're suspended at its very center. And as you gaze into its red, glowing face, two cartoonish eyes pop open and a smile breaks out, and it's Tom. The huge black pits of his pupils focus on you, and when he speaks, his voice fills the air around you. Boo!
God, Tom. God.
He shrinks as he starts to laugh until his proportions are back to the size he was before. And he says, I'm just rattling your cage, old buddy. Hey, before we begin, let me ask you something, will you?
Sure. Shoot.
What is it that your heart truly desires?
Make sure my family's safe.
He shoots you a disbelieving look. And then says, you're lighting up the tilt sign, Stump. But I'll let you think whatever you want to think. Alrighty, look alive, pal. Old Tom's coming at you. And don't worry. This'll only hurt a little. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 26 of Mage Hand High Five.
The Badlands.
Stay tuned right up until the end of the episode for a promo from our friends at the Gals and Goblins podcast. Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive for the tiniest teeny little baby $5 a month. You can get access to all kinds of behind the scenes goodies. You get an extra entire podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the behind the scenes of the episodes. You get stat blocks and a magic items and monsters and things from Casey's magnificent brain. You get early access to merch. We've got merch on the way, and you will know about it first if you join the Down Low with us and our fantastic community over on Patreon. Thanks to Jacob Kirzner for our orchestrations and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Discord, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Head over to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. I'm working on being better at catching things, so who knows? Maybe I'll actually catch it this time. Hey, hey! And now I'm going to shout out all of our lovely subscribers on Patreon. We have Andrew, John Flines with Ravens, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, A.M. Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forestoki, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elvisol, Julata Pang, Laura, Al, Chloe Utley, and Sammy Richardson. Ah, what lovely people and what lovely names to say.
Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell me. I've forgotten everything. I don't know who I am anymore. Where am I? Who am I? And when you do it, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?
What the heck is Gals and Goblins about?
There's a child and there's somebody's finding it?
Have you found the child?
You guys see the most attractive frogman you have ever seen.
Killed two men to get here.
So we go back to Morrigan hearing the voice of like a faceless demon.
Do we have backup plan in case we are completely wrong?
No.
Okay, then we are completely right. Let's operate on that. This is a lot to process. New episodes every Wednesday.